The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back from the break and from the hour of top of the hour news, and we appreciate you staying with us. I've been involved in conversations here and sending emails and texts and so forth, and we're dealing with a fellow here on via text right now, a fellow by the name of Chris, who's probably bringing a big giant buck up there that he took in Harford County to Autumn Sky next Saturday. So we hope to see him there, meet him in person, and lay our hands on that big giant whitetail. So he said, "I'll see you next Saturday. Looking forward to meeting you. You should have one of me wearing the Trump hat." Let me see if that's the picture. I'm not sure if that's it or not, but let me see if that's the pic. Yeah, there's the Trump hat. There it is. Saw a number of those at the meeting the other night. These camo Trump hats, pretty cool looking, you know. So we'll, I'm sure that the Don Jr. and Eric Trump have the influence. You know, they're both very enthusiastic hunters, and love to hunt with them. Love to just meet them sometime. The fellow that's going to be measuring deer for us at Autumn Sky, his name is Steve Keithley. He's been a guest on our show. And Steve is a worldwide hunter. As a matter of fact, I saw his grizzly bear at Don Travis's the other day that he shot with a bow last year. A bow. A grizzly bear in the Yukon with a bow. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Steve's going to be there. But Steve and his wife were at the, I believe it was the Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young or one of those conventions here not long ago. And I've got a great picture of Steve's wife, Sonny, with Don Jr., who was the featured speaker there, which was pretty cool. So we got a text from Fred who said, crabbing seems to be terrible in the Upper Bay, but what's here is huge. No young crabs as refills for the future, but some big giant males that look wonderful, from our buddy Fred. So I have to text him back real quick with a text that says, "Nice!" exclamation point. So, we really enjoyed interacting with our listeners, you know, on and off the air, no question about it. So, it's nice to get photos of their harvest and, you know, see the pictures of the crabs and all that type of thing. So I'll send this one to Robbie at Robin. She'll probably want to eat crabs this weekend. So, which is fine with me. I'm okay with that. Let's see if I can forward that. Anyway, we'd like to talk to you on the phone, right, Vern? Give Vern something to do. He's not busy enough in there, you know, trying to put the full power up and all that stuff. We're all at full power now, right? Full power, 50,000 watts, ready to go, baby. Booming into the Eastern Shore, Delaware, and 50 miles out into the Atlantic Ocean. But you can also listen on the app, like many people do across the country and across the world, actually. Got an email the other day from our listener, Jill down in Ecuador. Haven't heard from our fellow in New Zealand. I think his name is Frank or Fred. I apologize, but haven't heard from him in a while. But we don't mind hearing from him. And we got listeners in Canada. So you're listening to the International Outdoors and Radio Show broadcast right here out of WCBM. So Fern, what do you want to talk about? Our listeners are on vacation or sleeping in this morning. I don't know. What do you? You're not a big outdoorsman, right? You eat seafood. You'll eat it. You won't, don't want to catch your own. You've gone fishing. Okay. All right. Good. Glad to hear that. But you'll eat seafood. So, I mean, if you want to talk about seafood and crabs, that's something you could address, right? Yeah. Okay. What did we see on one of the cooking channels the other day? A chef. They don't call them cooks. They call them chefs. Whether they can cook or not on the cooking shows, they call them chefs, usually. Deep fried a soft crab, I believe, but took the back off. Took the back off and seasoned it, and then I believe breaded it and deep fried it that way. I mean, you know, take the back off. I think that's what it was. And then I guess you could, you know, deep fry the back by itself, make a little crab chip out of it if you wanted to, which sounds like a wonderful thing. Yeah, I know. Captain Don sent me the same picture he sent me last week of a bunch of big crabs that a neighbor of his caught. Yeah, use the beer bottle for reference. The crab is reaching around both ends of the beer bottle like that. So it's pretty good sized crabs, no question about that. Yeah, they look good. They look good. No pictures of people eating crabs, just crabs on the table with a beer bottle. But wait, there's fingernails in there. Yes, there's fingernails in there. Must be a female. For those of you that don't know, if you see a picture of a crab or see a crab with red tips on its claws, that's female. Without turning it over, you can tell that. You didn't know that? Yeah, you didn't know that. Yeah, they call it fingernail polish, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, if the tips of the claws are red, that's female. So, which is illegal to keep on a recreational catch. But there are quotas, which we do have published in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. There are quotas for female crabs that commercial crabbers can catch. So that's why your seafood dealer can offer female crabs, even though you're not allowed to catch them recreationally. So, but these are beautiful crabs from Captain Don. All right. I keep talking here, but I'm not talking to anyone. I'd like to talk with someone. Yeah. So I might have to call Robin, see how she's doing, have her call in. I'm sure the listeners would like to hear from her, though. So anyway, Captain Don, Chuck, John B. The number? Oh, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe people don't know the number. After 30 years, I just get used to it, you know. But here's the phone number. Write it down. 410-922-6680. If you want me to repeat it, please call in. Yes. I'll repeat it one time. 922-6680. Now, the easy way to remember that is WCBM. If you know if you're numerically challenged and want to use the numbers on your keypad, WCBM is 9226, and then 680 on the dial is our location. 680 are the last three numbers. 410-922-6680. What happened, Vern? He hung up. Oh my gosh! Don't do that. If you're gonna call in, you know, buck up and talk to the host. So it doesn't look. What are they doing? Hit and run? They're calling in and hanging up, just to annoy you, apparently. Maybe they're in a location where their cell phone's going in and out. Who knows? There we go. We captured them that time. By the way, you're completely anonymous when you call in. And you can use a fake name if you want. You know? If you care to. I mean, if you call in and you say, this is Clem Cadiddlehopper, you know, I'll know it's really Red Skelton. You know, something like that. But I knew this guy is. Indeed. I know what Mr. Nelly wants to talk about. Is he ready to go? Line two. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Good, man. Good to meet you the other night at the meeting.
Yes, sir. You too. Yeah, we appreciate you know, you giving us a shout out and any kind of help we can get at this point from here out.
Now, you are a member of one of the Chesapeake Forest Lands, right? One of the clubs.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. We've had our club for 25 years. We're down in Wicomico County.
How many members?
We have nine currently. We had a couple drop out this year after they heard about what was going on and kind of got upset and lost hope. So we're
I'll never lose hope. You know,
that's what we tried to tell them. You know, it's just it's hard. You know, I guess for some people who've had it so long and they think that, you know, once we lose this property, they're potentially done hunting from here out because they have nowhere else to go. So
right. Right. And we talked at length about this at the meeting the other night, but this is you and me talking personally, okay? Do you think that this was an ill-conceived idea to try and kick all these clubs out and release the lands to, other people for a 1 or 2 or 5 year term and then not be able to continue their lease?
I mean, what I think personally, and this is, you know, not necessarily speaking for the entire Chesapeake Forest.
No, I'm talking you and me personally.
This, I don't think this was from DNR. I think they were told, you know, what they had to do. I think this was an above decision, especially for the fact that just a few years ago, you know, they extended the leasing period to 5 years to, you know, lessen the yearly work and the administrative work.
Right.
By DNR.
Right.
So the fact that after just a few years of deciding to do that, they would create that work every single year for themselves again.
That's what they're attempting to do.
Right. That's somewhat hard to believe. I believe it's coming from somewhere above, some ulterior motive. I think the reasoning behind it, the reasoning they're giving us, you know, I believe that's just filler. And, you know,
smoke and mirrors.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and we don't believe it. You know, we know better. You know, we have common sense on this side of the game as well. So, you know, basically that's what Mr. Miles is hoping to accomplish for us is do what
sure.
he does and, you know, go in and figure out the truth that way.
Exactly.
You know, and I can understand. I understand why some people are upset. It's hard to come by hunting property, but
no question.
When my dad started our club 25 years ago, he had to put in just as much time and effort to find it as anyone else. Nobody called him and said, "Hey,
yeah,
we got a piece of property. We need you on it."
Yeah,
you
come on down, huh? No, that doesn't happen. I mean, I'm a guest actually. I don't have any leases lined up. I mean, I am a member of the Upper Bay Gun Club. And, you know, I've had opportunities to goose hunt and deer hunt and so forth with the club there. But that's, you know, that's a deal where, you know, you join the club and they lease private land from private landowners on the upper Eastern Shore. But, you know, I'm not a member of a club that has a lease or anything like that. I have to beg my way onto properties, you know, to hunt. Now, fortunately, I've got a good relationship with a landowner in Cecil County. I've been there over 20 years, and we've become friends and, you know, had dinner and that type of thing. And then the other place is in Dorchester County, but I'm always a guest and always consider myself a guest, not as part of the group. So I just, you know, I'd love to have a piece of property to be able to lease. And, you know, Chesapeake Forest Land, the leasors are, you know, they've done their due diligence, and I think they should continue to be able to do that. So, you know.
Right. And what I think it ultimately comes down to is they're just not going about it the right way. You know, the small group of people, you know, some people say we're the minority, some say not, because there's no official complaints that any of us have seen sent
right.
into DNR. So
right.
we really don't know who we are in this situation.
Right,
we know,
I got it.
You know, there's powers above any of us that are controlling what's going on here.
Sure.
And, you know, they're too afraid to up out and say they're the ones making the calls. But
I know.
There's a lot of other ways that they can go.
Multi-level bureaucracy, that's what this is. But
sure.
let me say this, you know, when people talk about public hunting land, it's under utilized the way it is right now. There's a 700-acre piece of property in Cecil County that adjoins one of the farms that I hunt, okay? And the farm I've been on for 20-some years. It used to be privately owned. It used to be extremely well-hunted. Enough people were on that property to move the deer, you know, around so that everybody was moving deer. Everybody was hunting. Everybody was seeing deer and so forth. And several years ago, it was purchased by Department of Natural Resources, turned into public hunting land, 700 acres, Cecil County, okay?
All right.
During the firearm season, DNR only allows 10 hunters on 700 acres. 10.
We know of a lot of other. I mean,
you can put 10 hunters on 200 acres and not be crowded.
Right.
You know, but 700 acres, they only allow 10 people to have permits. You know, and you got to have your permit to go on, and they got to know you're there and that type of thing. But 10 on 700 acres, and this property is huge. It stretches for miles. So,
right, and that's probably to alleviate any, you know, or at least lower, you know, the potential of them having issues with so many people on a property.
Right.
You know, who knows what other reasons.
Exactly.
When you report a problem already, it takes a while for them to get to you.
Hours and hours and hours, no question.
We just had an issue last turkey season. You know, it was on a Thursday, which during turkey season is nowhere near, you know, going to be as busy as the main part of hunting seasons. And we had an issue, and it still took them 3 hours to get to our farm down in Wicomico. So
right.
When they create all these new issues, you know, are they going to double or triple their staff to be able to keep up with this? I don't, you know, do they have the money to do so even? So
I got it. No question. So, all right, Rob, appreciate that.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. And it's Chesapeake Forest Alliance at gmail.com.
Yes, sir. And Chesapeake Forest Alliance on Facebook. It's private, and I'm having everybody submit their club and county. That way I can, you know, check this real detailed list we have here and make sure it's at least a legitimate club. That way we don't have people just trying to jump in and stir the pot.
Tongue-in-cheek, real detailed list, huh?
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks, Rob. You take care, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And we're going to take this call, and then Sam and Kate and Zill, Mike and Georgia, sorry you'll have to hold on. Good morning, Robin.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing, girl?
I'm a little dopey, so please be patient. I wasn't going to call because of that, but you sounded so pathetic for a minute there. I decided to call, but then...
This is my wife, ladies and gentlemen. She makes comments like this all the time. Thank you.
But you did so well, and that last caller was awesome, so you didn't even need me.
Yeah, we met him the other night, and Rob stepped up to handle the emails and the social media on the Chesapeake Forest Alliance, so I was glad that he actually answered an email this morning at 5 o'clock. I sent him Gene's name and contact information, and he answered me. I said, you're welcome to call in, you know, and here's the number. So that was good. That was good.
That was awesome. It was a good call.
Yep, so... Well, okay. Look, I know you're not feeling that hot this morning, but I appreciate you calling in. I know you love being part here. I love to have you in the studio with us.
Oh, I miss it. I miss everybody. I miss Vern and everybody. So anyway, you have a great rest of the show.
Thank you, dear.
I'm going to try to stay awake, and I love you.
I love you too, baby. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was nice. Okay. Sam and Catonsville, Mike and Georgia, stay on the line. We'll be right back after this brief commercial message. I want to talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is your crabbing headquarters right on the Kent Island there. It's the largest collection of crabbing supplies you're going to find on Kent Island. It's crab pots and crab traps and crab nets and ready-to-go trot lines, trot line components, crab bait, seasoning, steamers. They have the stainless steel steamers made right here in Maryland. Last crab steamer you'll ever have to buy. Make sure you check that out at Chesapeake Outdoors. It's a great, great crab steamer, and they come in half bushel and even bigger sizes. So if, you know, you got a party coming up, you can get a bushel of crabs in one steamer and steam them all at the same time. Licenses, ramp permits. They got their own Chesapeake Outdoors t-shirts with a rockfish on it. They got Grundon's boots and rain gear and apparel for those of you who want to look like a real waterman. Extra tough fishing boots, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and everything for the upcoming archery season, including Matthews bows and mission compound bows, and I mean crossbows and Raven crossbows, and the technology to put all your accessories on there and all the hunting stuff. So that's coming up soon. We'll talk more about that. But anything for fishing and crabbing, Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road, Exit Ken Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Clyde Sports Shop is your crabbing headquarters right here in Baltimore. They've got the baskets and the lids, the accessories like the measures and the tongs and the gloves and the mallets, crab bait like salted eel and chicken necks, aluminum steamers, and Clyde's custom crab seasoning. They've got the 500-foot tarred line, 1,000-foot Loctite number 5 nylon, 1,000-foot rigged trot line, all the snoods and bait bags and floats. They've got the Pasadena crab traps, the low profile, and the topless crab traps as well if you want to head out off the dock. They got the live boxes and everything else. Crabbing headquarters as Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If your traps are soaking and you want to go fishing, hey, pick up a nice St. Croix rod or ugly stick or something like that. They've got all the fishing gear, too, and all the bait you need for any type of fishing. The black salty shiners for snakeheads and much, much more. Everything at Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108 or 410-247-3474. 247-3474, 247-FISH. That's your 24-hour fishing hotline. Check Clyde Sports Shop for all your crabbing gear. You'll be glad you did.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. And she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down
and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, my baby looks good in camouflage, indeed. Let's see here. Sam wants to talk about crabs in Catonsville, and then Mike in Georgia coming right up. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
This is Stan, not Sam. Stan, that's S-T-A-N. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'll be better. I was curious, what is the lifespan of a crab if it doesn't get eaten, if it's not what's the lifespan of a crab?
You know, that's a very good question. I know Sparky will research that for us. What is the lifespan of the crab? But I'm going to say 4 or 5 years.
Okay. And then here's another question for you. How many times does a female crab reproduce?
Well, she only mates once, but she can reproduce 4, 5, 6, 7 times as long as the conditions are right. She's going to grow that egg sponge multiple times, although she's only been bred one time.
Oh, I'll be darned. Okay. And I was wondering about that question. Yeah, and I heard you guys talking about I'm 60 years old and used to go to Taylor's Island and catch the daylight out of the sea trout down there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know it.
The bottom fishing in 90-foot of water, but I haven't been down there in years. And I was curious about those questions. And I'm sure you know about it. It's a real good book. It's called Beautiful Swimmer.
Yeah, that's about the blue crab. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was just seeing my buddies. I've been around at Chesapeake Bay since I was 10 years old, but. Listen, what is are the crabs biting better on the necks or the clams, or do you know what's better?
Well, you know, I only know what the commercial guys use, and they use the clams almost exclusively now. There's not much call for salted eel anymore, although it's still a good bait. Recreational people use chicken necks because they're inexpensive and they're easy to find. And, but crabs they're kind of a scavenger. So, you know, they're going to eat whatever you put in front of them. So whatever smells good and attracts them into the trap or onto the trot line. But the trot liners primarily use the bags of razor clams.
Yeah, I used to trot line, I had another question. I want to give a shout out to my buddy John Swin. His wife passed away. Devastated him. I hope he's listening. I got a buddy of mine's got a house down there in Toddville, back in the script.
Oh, I know where Toddville is. I've hunted in Toddville. Got a buddy that has a place down there. So, and actually, Robin worked with a young lady that lives in Toddville. So, yeah, I know right where that is in Dorchester County. So,
and we go down every weekend. We buy crabs. Right there, Port Street.
Yeah, I know Rennie. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And the quality of the crabs, it seems like last week it was, I guess they were going through a season or something.
It varies from week to week because of the moon, because of the shed, because of the, you know, when they shed, once they shed, you know, they're into their new shells and they got to fill those shells out. So at that point they're light. So there's a whole lot of stuff. I recommend that you pick up one of the Maryland Loves Crabs magazines while you're down there at Port Street and read up on it. How's that sound?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of questions. And the thing is, you know, the Chesapeake Bay to me is like the eighth wonder of the world.
It is true, yep.
And sorry, but they call it progress, but it's turned into a tourist. It's very sad.
Well, it's got a lot of issues, no question. Hey, Sam, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to get to Mike in Georgia, okay?
Okay, thanks for
you. Thank you, Stan. I appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Mike in Georgia, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I was just wondering about the snakeheads. I hear them up there in Maryland. They're all migrating. I was wondering if they're going to migrate south or not.
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. I don't know. They've got them in Pennsylvania. They got them in Virginia. You know, I don't know if they have any in the Carolinas yet or not, but, you know, they could. Here's the problem. The people that like to fish for them and eat them, they like to fish for them close to home. So they catch a couple, they put them in a bucket, and they transport them. And that's wrong, and it's illegal, and they don't understand the biological and ecological nightmare they're creating for their home waterways when they do that. You know, I've talked to people who have had, you know, snakeheads put in their pond, and they can't catch bass or bluegills anymore. There's nothing there. One fellow called in this morning and said, you know, we used to have minnows along my shoreline. He said, there's no minnows on my shoreline anymore. They're all gone. These snakeheads multiply, I think, 3 or 4 times a year, reproduce 3 or 4 times a year, and they give birth to massive schools of fry, and the male and female guard the bait. They're like a ball of fry. They're like a ball of bait fish, if you've ever seen the, you know, videos of that. And that's what these little fish do, and then they grow so quickly. And, you know, here on the Eastern Shore, Maryland's Eastern Shore, we're blessed with an abundance of ditches along the highways. And it's just like a super highway network. They go from waterway to waterway to waterway. And that doesn't stop them. If the road gets wet, they can walk across the road because they breathe air as well.
Right.
So, you know, it's not exactly frankenfish. They're not jumping off you know, out of the water and snatching people off the docks like the movies, you know. But, you know, they are growing pretty well. And, you know, you get a 20-pound predator, a 15, 20-pound predator in a body of water, they need a lot to eat. So, and I don't know how cannibalistic they are. I'm sorry, I don't know. So. The way they guard their fry, I can imagine they're not that cannibalistic. So they probably eat, you know, everything else, the crappies and the bass and the minnow species and everything else. So snakes, frogs, and, you know, puppies that fall in the water. So.
Right.
So there you are. But I hope I hope you don't get them in Georgia, buddy. I really do.
Yeah, I ain't seen none in the rivers lately or any time.
Yeah. So.
That's what I was wondering. How far are they going to go south?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll check that out. So, all right, Mike. Appreciate the call.
All righty.
Where are you in Georgia?
Coastal Georgia. It's called Alonia.
Alonia?
Town.
Thank you, man.
In the crest of Georgia there.
Appreciate you calling in. I want to come down and fish off Georgia for the cobia someday. I understand that Georgia's kind of a hot spot for cobia.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
All righty. I'll talk to you. See you.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Paul, Severna Park. What's up, Paul?
Well, you were talking about your viewing a cooking show when they were deep-frying soft crab.
Yeah.
Well, I was a young kid in the 40s, late 40s.
Okay.
And a big tradition at night was for the people to go out to the seafood house and buy deep-fried hard crab with batter, beer batter, coating on it, and they would stuff this. They take the shell off, and they'd stuff crab meat in it, and the whole thing would be covered with this beer batter.
That sounds wonderful.
And then they bring it back. One was all you could eat, and it was a tradition. Like everybody seemed to want to, 2 or 3 people would go, and they'd bring a dozen back for everybody in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and it sort of vanished. It doesn't seem to be around anymore. I just wanted to mention it. It's an old thing, and it sort of died. When people were living in the city before suburbia, these kind of things seemed to happen. As soon as suburbia kicked into gear in the 50s, a lot of traditions seemed to go away for some reason.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
I just wanted to mention, maybe it was up for hard crab you saw. I don't know.
No, this was a soft crab. They actually took the. They
never
took,
heard of deep frying soft crab.
Neither did we. That's why it was of note to bring it up.
Yeah,
so, you know.
I think you're, yeah.
And Robin was amazed. I said, I don't mind eating the back, you know, I mean, unless it's a paper shell or something like that.
Oh, I eat the whole thing.
Yeah, you eat the whole crab.
I never heard of not eating the whole thing.
Exactly. So, you know, we said just bread the back and throw it in the deep fryer separately and make a batch of crab potato chips.
Whatever will work, or don't even take it off.
That was this guy's plan. So.
I know. I heard you.
All right, Paul. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Okay, Sparky looked up the life cycle of crabs, and let's see, average of 2 years lifespan. A few live to be three, so there you go. Thank you for that. Fried hard crab, yep, that's what you get at a couple of restaurants I know. Yeah, you can get a fried crab, which is basically fried hard crab is a hard crab that filled with is a crab imperial and then fried, breaded and fried. I think so. So yeah, it's got a beer batter on it. I think so. I don't know. There's all different kinds of ways to enjoy them. I personally, on a soft crab, clean them, saute them in butter, get a little crispy around the edges, put them on the plate and eat them. Now we have had some interesting soft crab dishes. We had crab pops. At a restaurant down in a seafood restaurant, one of our customers down in Prince Frederick, they bring out half a soft crab on a stick. It's like a crab lollipop. It's wonderful. Yeah, I mean it's really good. So I mean I like soft crabs. I just didn't have enough of them this year yet. So, or enough crabs in general. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Man, we've been wide-ranging this morning, haven't we? I mean, a little bit of focus on crabs, but snakeheads and Chesapeake Forest lands and everything else. So it's all good. It is all good. You want to catch some crabs on the Eastern Shore, and you need to go to Chesapeake Outdoors and get not only the stuff that you need, but get some good advice. Chesapeake Outdoors is Ken Island's crabbing headquarters with crab pots and nets and crab traps and ready-to-go trot lines and trot line components and all the crab bait and crab seasoning and steamers. And they do sell those stainless steel steamers made right here in Maryland. Last crab steamer you're ever going to have to buy. Ask them about the stainless steel crab steamers made in Harford County. The cost of sunglasses for the sunny days, the Yeti coolers to keep your drink and tumblers and bags to keep your drink hot or cold, make sure your fish is nice and fresh and the ice will stay fresh on it. The Grundens boots and grain gear and apparel, the extra tough fishing boots if you need them, the live boxes and complete selection of fishing tackle for the bay, for the tidal rivers and for freshwater, even snakeheads. They can help you with catching a snakehead too. Bows and arrows and archery equipment. Like the Matthews, the new Matthews Vertex, or the Raven Crossbow, the R26 and the R29. Bows, arrows, and archery equipment, firearms, and hunting supplies. All this stuff is, and great advice at Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500. They're located right off Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Ken Island. The town is Chester, Maryland, 21619, if you're looking for that. But I'm sure the modern navigation devices, if you just put in Chesapeake Outdoors, they'll sit that right in there as a POI.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Voice activated radio.
Thanks for taking my call.
Is now also voice activated.
Hey Alexa, play WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain are falling, seems I hear your voice calling. It's alright. I ran in out in Georgia. I ran in out in Georgia. Oh, believe it's raining all over the world.
Heck is out to our last caller from Georgia. How about that? Let's see, we've got Carl in Edgewood and then Gary in Eldersburg. Let's talk to Gary in Eldersburg. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Hey, Blazing Bear, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank the Lord. How's Miss Robin doing?
Well, recovering.
Recovering from what?
She had some pretty drastic surgery here about 10 days ago, so she's very sore and in a lot of pain, so we're watching that situation as much as we possibly can. She called in here earlier, but she's pretty sore. So
we'll put her on our prayer list.
You do that, buddy. You please do. I'd appreciate that.
I had some friends of mine ask me why I don't ever call Alan Ellis on his radio show, so I'm calling in this morning to say hi.
Well, hi.
I'm on my way to Ellicott City to do some cooking for a group of men.
Well, you enjoy that.
We're going to try our best.
You enjoy that.
Okay?
What's that?
You doing all right?
Yeah, doing fine. No complaints. Just working hard.
Hey, I like what you had to say about cooking your crabs and crab cakes and clams. I like that.
Oh yeah, yep. Me too. We all pretty much like seafood. So
I'm gonna try that recipe out.
Oh, the soft crabs, take the back off and season it up good, and then bread it and then fry it. Oh, that's a good idea. I like that.
Yep. All right. Have a good day.
You too, Gary. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Carl in Edgewood. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Miss Ellis. How are you today?
Hey, sir? Good, man. How you doing, Carl?
I can't complain. You know, typical routine. Work, work, work.
Work, work, work. Yeah. Been out fishing at all?
Nah, haven't made it. Suffered through the heat last weekend at work and kind of took a toll on me this week. Now that I celebrated my 29th birthday, so.
Wow, 29 years. Wow. How about that? That's quite an achievement to get to 29. You know that? But
yep.
The real achievement is when you hit 40. That was my midlife crisis when I hit 40. 50, 60, nothing. 65, nothing. 40, that got my attention for some reason. I don't know why. So you got another 11 years to go.
Yeah, I'm in no rush, but when it gets here, it gets here. Like I've said to coworkers, I'll be having a conversation with someone the same age that I was with them about different things.
I got it.
But I wanted to call because I think I have seen the same show you were watching, and I was just at first appalled by it because I've always taken a soft crab, put a little seasoning on it, butter in the pan, fry it.
That's me, buddy. That's me right there. You saw that show where he pulled the back off of it and deep fried it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what the heck is he doing? So
even my fiance, she was like, that's not right, and I don't even eat them as much as you have.
That's not right. That's not right. Nah, that ain't right. That's funny. Hey, well, you know what? It's a nice little chunk of meat. It's all meat. you know, it's all edible, legs all the way down to the little tippy tails. And I don't know if the guy even cut its face off. I've seen soft crabs served, you know, with their faces and their mouth parts and their eyeballs and all that stuff, and I can't do that.
No.
I can't do that. I mean, I can't even eat one with that on. That's got to be off of there for me to even consider it. But
and that's the way my dad raised me, was to cut the face off.
Cut the face off, get the mouth parts out of there, flip up the back, get the lungs out, and after that, you're home free.
Yep. So. That's the way I was taught, and the way I'll do it till I can't do it no more, and then I'll have my son and daughter do it.
There you go. That's right. Yeah,
I mean, that's the way Dad did me, but
exactly right. So, well, at least you're following the path of being a good cook. Now, how are you cutting up deer?
Well, I've put it this way: I worked in a deer processor for a few years of my life. Plus, I have an uncle that insists on cutting all his up that he gets by himself. So, I think I'm all right.
I think you're all right. Well, you had a good trainer on that too, buddy. You had a good trainer on that. So.
Yeah, Dad was good with that, but he liked grinding a lot of stuff.
He didn't like doing all that boning out and all that stuff. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, he liked doing the burger. I don't mind an occasional roast or, a couple nice little steaks to throw in the pan.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the back straps are good, and I don't mind the steaks or the roast. I like them boneless, though, you know, I really do. And we have an Instapot now, and actually we have a Ninja Foodie. And those deer roasts, just they get real tender in that pressure cooker. You know, they really, really do. So if you haven't invested in one of those yet, that's the new wave, and that's the way to go if you want to cook, you know, deer meat in the big chunks like that. And I'm sure I haven't done the goose breast in it yet, but that's the game plan. So
yeah, that sounds like a winner.
Yeah, we had what we had the other night. We had a pork roast in that thing the other night. Yeah, we had I think it was like a 6-pound, 7-pound pork roast in there. It took an hour. Okay, right. An hour. No, and then all the seasonings are in there, and then the foodie has two different lids. It has the pressure cooker lid. Okay, so you put your seasonings in there and you pressure cook the meat, and it gets real tender. And then if you want to crisp it up a little bit, it has another attached lid that's an actual air fryer. So you take the pressure cooker lid off, set that aside, you put the air fryer lid down on it, and you let it go for another 10 minutes, and it crisps all that skin and all that. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I'll have to look into that for a Christmas gift for my other half.
A ninja foodie. F-O-O-D-I, I believe.
I'll go inside and look it up once I get it hooked up to my internet here.
Well, the beauty of it is it's got this ceramic lined liner in there, and you can saute your meat. I mean, you know, you can brown the meat in there and then just leave it in there to cook it and finish it up if you want to make a stew or something like that. You know, you don't have to brown it in the skillet and then throw it in there like you do with a crock pot. You can brown it right there in the bottom and then just leave it in. And it's all good,
yeah.
You know. And then the other thing is, the settings on it, you can actually turn it into a slow cooker if you want to just, crock pot something. It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like a winner.
Multitasking. Yeah, we like it. Either the Food Saver or the Ninja Foodie. So.
Okay. Like I said, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, you look that one up, buddy. All right, Carl. Thanks.
Yeah, but I'll try to check in with you more here, but. Hit or miss.
Do your best, buddy. Do your best. I know you're busy.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. I wish the best wishes for your wife. And
thank you so much.
I'll talk to you in hopefully the near future about opening day velvet buck or something.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'd like to see you get one. Enjoy.
Yep. All right. Well,
thanks, Carl.
Have a good one. Happy hunting and fishing, just in case I don't get to talk to you before the season.
I know you will. Thanks, Carl. See ya. There he goes. Nice guy. Dad, longtime caller on here, Carl from Essex, used to call in. Call in the first day of trout season, you know, and worked at a deer processor over there on the east side and, you know, got to know him and got to know the boys growing up. So it's all good. All good. So, boy, we're almost out of time and I'm almost out of words. I enjoy talking to callers, you know, I really do. So, you got anything to say, Vern? No? Do what? Nothing to say? No? Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody calling in today. Like I said, this guy Chris has been texting me here back and forth. He is coming with a buck up from maybe two from Harford County to Autumn Sky Outfitters next Saturday. They're on street right there on Route 1. And I'd like to see this buck. They've got the trail camera pictures of it and all this stuff, and it just looks like a tremendous deer. I'm gonna ballpark this deer at 160 inches of antler. It's at least a 10, yeah, maybe an 11, but it's a really, really nice deer. So we look forward to working with him. And you know, we are going to put a record book out. It's coming out in December. We're working on it now. Cutoff's going to be September 15th, but we need some bears. We need some bears. There's some big bears been killed here in Maryland. If anybody knows somebody who's taken a nice bear, go to the Bucks, Bears, Stags, website. We've got a lot of sick of deer. We got a lot of whitetails. Bucks-bears-stags.com. And, we need some bear entries. That's for sure. We've actually got two that we're working on the third one that are definitely going to be Pope and Young, which are giant bears. The one we're waiting to measure is up in Washington County. A bear killed in Washington County weighed 497 pounds dressed, field dressed. That's not live weight. That's field dressed. So, anybody with information on bear, somebody who's taken a nice bear, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll connect and get that thing measured up. So, anyway, my name's Alan Ellis. We're about out of time. The music's about to start. Email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com if you have any if you're a member of a Chesapeake Forest Lands Club and want to get involved in the Chesapeake Forest Alliance to talk about this initiative that's a proposal that's come up to suspend your lease and turn everything into public hunting land. Well, there's a group of people called the Chesapeake Forest Alliance that is fighting against that. And you don't need to email me. You can if you want, but you can email them at ChesapeakeForestAlliance@gmail.com. That's ChesapeakeForestAlliance@gmail.com. The meeting the other night, Thursday night, there were 47 clubs represented there. They all voted to hire Bill Miles as their lobbyist in Annapolis. So you can get the information from them. Rob Nally was the guy that called in and talked about it. He's going to be the ramrod on the public information and, you know, on the Facebook page and email and the contact folks. So, you know, he's a club member and his club's been in existence for 25 years. So there you go. All right, folks, there's the music. It's time for me to say.